Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Hey, I heard you missed us. We're back. Hey.
This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
KMOX News Time is 8:32. Welcome to the Monday edition of Overtime. And welcoming into Studio B, Charlie Brennan. Happy
Good
Monday.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
And Amy Markscores.
Good morning.
All right. I think we'll have to fill this first segment with Kavanaugh news. But we do have other topics as well. So stick around.
Huh.
All right. Over the weekend, another woman has come forward accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. This is a report in The New Yorker. She is 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez, who alleges Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party when they were both students at Yale in the 80s. This allegation was published Sunday night and comes as another Kavanaugh accuser, Christine Ford, is expected to testify this Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Charlie, what do you make of the allegation?
Well, here's the deal. It's going to resonate because it's now the second, and who knows, maybe there'll be a third. We'll talk about that later. But I think that one of the big defenses for Brett Kavanaugh has been, hey, if he's not good for the deed because this is the only time he's ever been accused of anything. Well, now there's two. And so I think that actually is important for those Democrats who are seeking to, you know, obstruct this nomination. Yesterday, it looked like he was in pretty good stead because his first accuser had identified four people at the party where he allegedly committed this sexual assault, one being Brett Kavanaugh, who denied it. And the other three, as of yesterday, had said, no, they don't remember anything like that, including one longtime female friend of his. So then you get Jane Mayer and Ronan Farrow of The New Yorker come up with a story with a woman on the record saying that when they were freshmen at Yale, he not only exposed himself to her, but touched her as well. And I think this is going to be the discussion this week. I'd be surprised if they don't delay the proceedings.
Yeah, I mean, and her testimony in The New Yorker was graphic and disturbing. And as far as what do I make of this second allegation? Well, honestly, I don't think you can make anything of it until they testify, until they are able to officially go on record saying what happened, and ideally, if it did happen, bringing some kind of substantiation, because we have to be careful that we don't conflate a second accusation as a second witness. You know, this accusation is independent of the first one. So now you have two accusations that are both needing evidence and substantiation, and they don't have anything to do with each other. Until they can bring evidence forward, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, Charlie had mentioned there may be a third, so let's get to that one, because Michael Avenatti, who may run for president here in St. Louis, who also happens to be Stormy Daniels' attorney, he is in the news again saying that there is credible information. And he tweeted Sunday night, let's see, we will be demanding the opportunity to present testimony to the committee and will likewise be demanding that Judge Kavanaugh and others be subpoenaed to testify. Kellyanne Conway is saying that these latest allegations are a vast left-wing conspiracy and a smear campaign, which is kind of a departure from her stance last week where she was saying this woman should come forward and she should speak. But now she's saying this is a left-wing conspiracy. Let's start with Amy.
Well, personally, my hot take is I'm not a big fan of Michael Avenatti, so I think the case against Kavanaugh was actually stronger before he got involved. I just think he's a smarmy character. But again, you don't have evidence yet. There's no substantiation. So until you get some kind of evidence and corroboration, they're just rumors. I did want to throw out, though, it is important to state that Kavanaugh is not denying that a sexual assault happened to Christine Blasey Ford. He's denying that he did it. So I do think that's important because he's not questioning her victimhood. And that's important to note as well.
Who knows what Avenatti has? It's hard to comment until he comes forward with, you know, the allegations and the accuser and all that. And I guess you could point out he could have come out earlier with this, as everyone could have. But I think the stakes are so high. The Supreme Court nomination and, you know, confirmation is probably more critical to everything that goes on in this country than the midterm elections, really, because the midterm elections will only decide the fates of a certain number of senators and, a certain everyone in the House. But that's just one branch of government. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court really does decide a lot of issues that affect our daily lives. And so the stakes here are just so huge. And I think that there are Democrats who are hell-bent on stopping this nomination after what happened to Merrick Garland last year. You know, another good jurist who was appointed or nominated for the court and didn't even get a hearing. So I think it's the guns are a-blazing right now.
KMOX.
You ready? Let's go.
This is Overtime.
All right, a little Billy Idol to kick off segment two of OT. Amy Markscores, Charlie Brennan. I'm Debbie Monterey. And we have had news stories this morning about immigrants and the Mosaic Project. And I, on Friday, emceed the World Trade Center St. Louis's growing global event. Apparently, according to them, it was my 13th time emceeing that. It's a great event, but it's all about making St. Louis more globally appealing, bringing more foreign-born here, growing our workforce, etc. And there is a major effort afoot in the St. Louis area to bring more people to this area. And while the Trump administration is taking steps to reduce immigration, the Mosaic Project is stepping up its efforts. Betsy Cohen tells KMOX that they've set the goal of attracting 25,000 immigrants by 2025. And the key to doing that, she says, is making sure that immigrants and refugees feel welcome here. Now, we did bring in several thousand immigrants and refugees a year or two ago. This year, I think we've only brought in just a handful of refugees because of the current situation. But Charlie, do you think St. Louis would be welcoming to 25,000 immigrants?
Well, I'll tell you what, like you, I've got two kids who are immigrants and they've been treated extremely well. I mean, they may have another point of view if we got them here, but I don't think they would actually, it's been a real welcoming experience. Had lunch yesterday with three refugees who got here in 2016, and they've got a few issues, but they haven't said that people have been unwelcoming. Just the opposite. A friend of ours and theirs, who's a refugee from Syria, has started one restaurant and is soon going to start another, and has also started a tow company. They're really pretty much living the American dream and doing really well. See, I'm biased. I love immigrants to this country, and I think that if we can help refugees, you know, that's great. You know, and we have the job openings, and I think that immigrants made this country. So, you know, if you're looking, I'm sorry, I'm just very pro-immigrant on this case, and yeah. In all cases actually.
And I agree, immigrants made this country. That's what we are, and that's what makes America's so unique. Like, if I were to move to Italy, I wouldn't be an Italian. If I moved to France, I wouldn't be French. But if you move to America, you're an American, because this whole country is made of immigrants. And my goodness, in a city that's dominated by headlines of crime and violence, Why would we not want to increase our cultural diversity, our economic diversity, bring in workers, bring in excitement and passion for this city? And maybe the immigrants can help unify a city that's chronically divided. So I would be in full favor of this.
All right. In a recent article in Scientific American, psychologists explain that individuals of different political ideologies now not only disagree on policy issues, they are also increasingly unwilling to live near each other, be friends, or get married to members of the other group. Consequences include marital stress, divorce, family separations, and even sharp divides over national pastimes like football. It's kind of interesting. This seems like, you know, 100 years ago when you couldn't marry someone of another religion. Now we've decided that politics is the dividing line. Amy, what do you is this something new and kind of recent, or do you think is it just getting worse? Have we always been this way?
Well, first, I think we've always been this way. I mean, there were duels on the street all the time in colonial America. People were always writing scandalous pamphlets about the other guy. But I do think this is like three different topics, because marrying someone with diametrically opposite political beliefs is different than living next to someone with politically different beliefs. So that would be kind of funny if you didn't want to live next to someone with Republican and Democrat. You can't even live in the same neighborhood. But getting married, I understand, because assuming Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz were single, I don't really see that working out, that relationship getting married. So that doesn't surprise me, because deep political convictions often indicate like cosmological differences and religious and foundational beliefs.
Well, I think that this has been happening quite a bit in the St. Louis area. You can see where conservatives move to certain areas and liberals to others. You know, might compare, let's say, the Central West End to St. Charles. I've noticed that recently. And if you look at the New York Times had a piece recently on, you know, neighborhoods and their political attitudes. They do tend to run red or blue as opposed to purple. And I don't know if people like move to a red area and then become red, or they move there because they'll find like-minded neighbors. I think there is something to that. You move to the Central West End, you're going to find more liberals, generally, not always, than you would maybe in Jefferson County, right? Or you go to Jefferson County, saying, I'm going to get away from those liberals. And, you know, your subdivision kind of reflects your attitudes. I see that a lot.
There are the odd couples like James Carville and Mary Madeline, you know, then I guess it's probably politics is more a game to them. So they probably enjoy the debate.
Right.
Or money. I mean, they've turned that into a successful, profitable enterprise, and God love them.
But most of us go, how do you guys live in the same house? You always argue, but maybe they don't. Maybe that's how it is. You just consider it a game as opposed to your deep identity. We need to take another break here, and we need to talk about legroom, because I am all for it. But can Congress really do anything about it, and will they? It's 8:48.
Guess what?
What?
Overtime continues.
You gotta be kidding.
Really?
Really, really.
On KMOX.
It is 8:50, round three of OT. Amy Marks, Coors, Charlie Brennan. I'm Debbie Monterey. And it's something everyone seems to be complaining about, even people who aren't big like me. I'm almost 6 feet tall, and I'm not exactly skinny, and I have to cram myself into a plane seat. My knees are jammed against the front of the seat in front of me. I can't move for hours at a time. Congress is ordering the FAA now to establish minimum airline seat sizes, investigate the size and number of plane lavatories, and establish new standards for allowing service animals to fly with their human owners. The proposals are included in a compromise FAA funding plan released by House and Senate lawmakers on Saturday. Democrat Bill Nelson, senator from Florida, said lawmakers from both chambers agreed it was time to take on the ever-shrinking seats. Charlie, is this one issue you think can bring together a divided Congress?
Absolutely. I do think the seats are way too small. And
they're getting smaller.
They are indeed. You're getting less space in front of you, and they're cramming more seats on a plane so they can sell more, and maybe the planes are getting smaller too. I don't know, but they're cutting out also lavatory space too. We've talked about that. And I honestly, I'm not the biggest guy, but I find them too small and uncomfortable. So, Amy?
I hope that they can come together on this issue, because if they do make this a partisan issue, who's going to take the side for the smaller seats? Let's keep planes uncomfortable. Keep planes uncomfortable and tight.
Yeah, it's not something to run on. All right. I am looking forward to taking my family to Fright Fest at Six Flags. They are really excited about it. And we were actually joking with the kids that we were going to force them to compete in this. So I think at first they thought we were serious. They're having a 30-hour coffin challenge at Six Flags in coordination with their 30th year of Fright Fest. So six people will be chosen, the lucky six, to spend 30 hours in deluxe, slightly used 2x7-foot coffins for, 30 hours from October 13th at 7 p.m. until October 14th. I'm sorry, from 1 p.m. on the 13th to 7 p.m. on the 14th. Now, they won't be locked in there constantly. They do get a six-minute bathroom break every hour. But anyone who gets out of the coffin for any other reason than just go into the John gets disqualified. You're allowed to bring a friend during operating hours. So, although I guess they have to ride the rides themselves because you'll be in a coffin. And the winner gets a whopping $300. Amy, would you be up for the coffin challenge?
Well, the coffins are slightly used because it's actually just row A from one of these airplanes we were talking about that you're jammed in.
I think a coffin might be roomier than an airplane seat.
This is a first class coffin. It's deluxe. Well, I mean, $300 doesn't sound like enough, but is the coffin closed? Do they close the lid? And I got to be honest, 6 minutes every hour is a pretty generous break period. I can see some of my friends taking this on for $300. They're like, you get out every 6 minutes.
There's no way it could be closed. Is that possible?
I don't know. You could not have even a touch of claustrophobia.
No. I wouldn't do it for $300. I mean, if it was $300,000, I'd certainly consider it. But $300, I mean, is that even minimum wage? How many hours?
What about this? So I did think...
How many hours do you have to do?
30 hours.
So it's $10 an hour? Forget that. It's not even $15 an hour. It's not even a living wage.
But I could at least throw in like season passes for next year.
Well, I got sick last year and I had the flu and I did lie on my couch for 8 days. So I think if you were already sick, that would be the time to take advantage of the coffin challenge.
Take your bed rest now. All right. Well, I couldn't do it. How about this? A new mother in Wisconsin is calling for the Green Bay Packers to change their ticket policy after the team told her they would not let her 3-month-old daughter into the stadium without a ticket. Now, first of all, Green Bay Packer tickets are almost impossible to get, and they're super expensive. So she has a 3-month-old. I guess she just figured she'd be holding the 3-month-old or having it in a carrier. And they said no, she needed a ticket. And this was at the home game. This was the Packers Vikings game, which is, it's like a religious holiday in Green Bay. Do you think that this, I guess maybe the Packers don't really care that much because they'll sell the tickets anyway, but do you think they should make more allowances for 3-month-old babies?
Yeah, I mean, the 3-month-old is not taking up an extra seat. If he or she is, then that might be a different issue, but no, 3-month-old is going to sit there in, you know, the bleachers or wherever. It's obviously attached to mom, the baby. So I can't side with the pack this time.
Yeah, Packer Nation, come on, get your act together. If you have tighter rules than the airlines, you're probably wound a little too tight.
I've been to 2 Green Bay Packers games, and I can't say if they have seats or not, but the 2 times I went, I sat on a very uncomfortable bleacher for the entire time. And in a sea of beer bottles.
Have you ever seen an independent 3-month-old sitting on a bleacher?
No, exactly my point. Like, she's sitting here on the bleacher. She's 3 months old.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.